Okay. The Gemara said before that the reason why tefillin chadashos you can't bring in is because we're not sure, maybe they're kmiya. And pashtus, what are chadashos? Where the straps weren't yet put tied. So, but the reason, since the straps aren't there, we're afraid that it's somebody, what's it called, made it as a kmiya. Now the Gemara says a different idea. The hashta, top of Tzadik Zayin of an Aleph, two dots. The hashta, the Tani Abu Dishmuel Barav Yitzchak, Elu Hen Yishanos, Kol Sheyesh Ben Ritzuos Umekusharos, Chadashos Yesh Ben Ritzuos, Velo Mekusharos, right, that the Yishanos are ones that have Ritzuos and the Ritzuos are tied, with the knots that have to be tied on the Shalyan Yishal Rosh, and Chadashos have Ritzuos, but they're not tied. The Kulei Alma Lo Torech Inish Lan, Lo Torech Inish. Everybody holds that nobody's going to make tefillah, kmiya like tefillah. And the problem over here is tying them. You can't bring them in because you have to tie them. And you can't tie them. Now, what was the Havamina before that? Right? The Hori can't tie them either. So then you have to say the Gemara held before that you could make an aniva, like we said before. Now the Gemara is going to ask that as a kasha. But that was assumed before that somehow you could make it in a way that you could do it on Shabbos and take it in, but we're afraid that it's a kmi and therefore you can't be mezalzo and kedusha Shabbos for something that's only a kmi. Now the Gemara took on that it's impossible, we'll see, to be ma'anedit. And the problem is that you can't bring it in on Shabbos because it would involve chil Shabbos of tying the knots. And to take it without the knots, it's not tefillin. What is Rashi? V'hashta t'ani abu d'shmuel, t'hai chadashos, k'sheyesh bohem ritzuos, right? Abu d'shmuel said, the chadashos are talking with the hev ritzuos, v'ein amikusharos, k'ein kesher shel tefillin, ha'asri k'min osios. They're not tied with the kesher of tefillin that are made, the dalet on the shalrosh in the back, and the yod on the shayad, the chenu kavu atomid. That's the way those osios have to be in these straps. On the time of mishum keshehu, the kshira al malacha. The reason you can't bring them in is because you have to tie these knots, and that you can't do on Shabbos. But also liksha b'Shabbos kesher tzol kayoma. The kulei amalot torach. The time of the chadashos la mishum safik kmiyahu. Comes out now, the reason why the chadashos are ushered to bring in has nothing to do with the fact that we're afraid maybe it's a kmiya, because everybody holds nobody's going to go to the bother of making a kmiya that looks like tefillin. So it's for sure tefillin. The problem is you can't tie the knots. And again, what the Gemara held before, the Chor is the same thing. It's talking where the Ritzuos weren't tied. But the Gemara before held, you could do it some way that was mutter on Shabbos or an aniva, and the only problem was that maybe it's not tefillin. Okay. Moshe says the land vinu me'anev. So why don't you do it with a bow? Tie these knots with a bow. So Moshe says Amar Rav Chista zosomeres aniva psula b'tefillin. You have to have a kesher shel kayama. Can't be a bow. Abaye Omar Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to what he holds somewhere else. Can't work with a bow, because Rabbi Yehuda holds a bow is a kesher, so it's called a kesher, and it's also on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So therefore you can't tie it on Shabbos. Enochanami, it'd be good for tefillin, but you can't do it on Shabbos. Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, b'perkei v'ksharim, chevel dli shenifsa, korech alav pundo psikya, uvivad shel yanvena. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't even make a bow on Shabbos. Al na taima mishum dikshiru, the chayov and olea mishum ad malacha. So where it says, taima dani vikshiru ma'agisli. Mashu, the only reason that it wouldn't be good is because Rabbi Yehuda holds aniv is called dikshiru. Ho lav hochi aniv lahu. If not, you could, what's it called, you could make a bow. How could that be? How could you possibly make a bow that is in the shape of a dalet or a yud? Ba'amr Yehuda Breda of Shmuel Vashilis, Mishmei Derav, Kesher Shel Tefillin Halacha L'Mosh Min Sinai. Kesher Shel Tefillin is Halacha L'Mosh Min Sinai, that it has to have a Dalet and a Yod and a Shin on the Shalosh. Rashi, Olav Hachi, Onik Bitmiya. Without that, you could make the Tefillin. It wouldn't be the Tzasser Dur on Shabbos. You could make a Haniva, and you be yotze. But halacha was we see that heyachu asi shadom of the dalis. It's like a dalit in the shorosh, with the tviras and asi come in shin, and on the bias is like a shin, or a tzua ktana kavua b'hen v'rosh akafu v'dom of the yud. And on the shayad is a little knot with a tzua coming out, looks like a yud altogether shakai. The Omar Rav Nachman, the Noyai, the Noayim, the Bar. Rashi says, L'chutz, Sheinam Klapi HaTfilin, Vein HaBatim, Ela Keneged Maris Ha'ayim, the Vishenember Bohem, the Ro, Kolam Ha'oretz, the Tanya of Lezra Godlomer, Ela Tfilin Shalosh. So Rashi says, this Noyayim is going on the shin. The shin is not inside the Tfilin, it's outside. Some say, not only is it outside, it has to be bolate. It's made raised from the leather, not indented into the leather. Others say noyeyan means that the black of the rituals has to be to the outside, not to the inside. And some say that the dalet on the shalosh has to be nicker, and the yod on the yad have to be nicker to people looking at the outside. They have to be able to see that it's a dalet and a yod. In any case, the Gemara says, you see that you have to make these ksharim in a certain form. How could you do that with aniva? Gemara says, no, to anivlu kein kshira didu. It's possible to make a bow that looks like a dalet and looks like a yud, and you'll be yotze with that, according to Yehuda. Because a bow he considers a kesher shel kayama, and therefore, what's it called? That's good enough.
So,
huh? And just from Ksiba, so there's a Shaila, on the Ritsua, that has a din of Ksiba or not. Some hold that it's mamish, making it with the Kesher, with the Ritsua, is like writing, and then maybe it may be a problem, but it could be that Ksiba only has to be like it was in the Mishkan, on something, not in the air. So even though you're making a thing, it's only the Rabbanan. What?
Two letters.
Making two letters, a dalet and a yud. Even though they're not read, then they're read together, shin dalet yud. In any case, that's it. So, and if that's the case, that it has a din of ksiva, goy wouldn't be allowed to make it in the tefillah. But most hold that it has no din of ksiva at all. It's just halacha mosh misina. Somehow, in the ritzua, there has to be this shape. But it's not called ksiva, and a goy even can make it. It's just in the end, that shape should be. That's not called writing. What does Ramir hold? Ramir holds
that you're allowed to do it. Also, why does he hold that you're allowed to do it?
It could be he holds that. What does Ramir hold here? No, it's like, in other words, this price seems to say there's no machlokas, that Chadash is also kind of everybody. Right. This seems to be. So, what's said before. And it's not for now, but in any case, that's in a chanami. This price doesn't seem to say it's machlokas tanai. Okay. So, Mordechai says you're on it. Tosfos here says, you see from this whole sugya that you need a kesher shel kayama by tefillin. And what's it called? And he says, from here, the halach is not like the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. The Rabbeinu Eliyahu learns that you have to make the kesher every day. When it says uksharitem, it doesn't mean to put it on. It means mamish to tie it. Every day you have to take out the kesher of tefillin and make it again, at least on the arm. Because there it says uksharitem los ayodecha. The ma'isha, though, that's only a kesher sheno shokayama. It's not meant to last more than one day. And here you see from this gemara, you need kesher shokayama. So the answer, the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that since the Torah said uksharitem, the Torah called it a kesher, so it has a din of a kesher shokayoma. Even though we open it every day, but the Torah itself called that a kesher. That's the pshat. Pshat, that means tie it every day. then every day, the Torah said, is a din of a kesher, even though you're going to open it up the next day. So the Torah called it a kesher. Says the Avni Nezer, that's only according to Rabbi Eliyahu. But we hold that ukshartim just means that you should put it on. You don't have to make the kesher. That means you need a kesher shokayom mamamish. The Torah didn't call the kesher, you open up a kesher shok. You need a kesher shokayom. Therefore he says, people should not borrow other people's tefillin and change the kesher. Because the bias is going to change it back. Mamela, the kesher, the guy who made it, who borrowed it, is only kesher shenu shokayom. And therefore he's not yotze. So you should leave. You should borrow tefillin from people who have the same size head that you have. Okay. Omer Rav Chisda. Omer Rav Chisda Omer Rav. Halokeach tefillin misheinu mumche. But if you buy tefillin from someone who is not a mumche in making tefillin, so bodek shtayim shel yad, v'achas shel rosh. Or shtayim shel rosh, v'achas shel yad. So you should check two shayads and one shorosh, or two shoroshes and one shayad. What are you checking for? To see they were written properly. The Chora, there's a Gemara in Menachos that says you're not allowed to buy tefillin from an eno mumcha because it's something you can't check. Maybe netted shalov shema. There's no way of checking that. So these two sugyas seem to argue. So there are a few answers. One answer is Tosfos says that not over here. Yeah, Tosfos says that it's only l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you shouldn't buy from an eno mumcha, because you're going to have to open them and check them. Na'as l'shma. Because it's a bizarre to the tefillin, you have to open them and look at the parashios and check them. But b'diavad, if you bought from an eno mumcha, you can check them. We're not choshish for shelo l'shma. Right, okay. So that this Gemara is talking b'di'evit. You bought it. Halukeach. Tefillin shemim yishenim. You did buy them already. Now you want to wear them, check them. What's this manakshach? Im yichad gavra kazovin livdoko shalav 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 shalav. If you bought all the tefillin from one guy, so why do you have to check two shalyads and one shalosh or vice versa? Check, you have to make a chazaka. So check either three shaloshes or three shalyads. Nice, if the guy can write a shalosh, he can write a shalyah too. So why do you have to do two and one? Yeah, they're all from the same person. Im yitrei talta gavriz oven, and if you bought from a few different people, then kol chad v'chad l'boi b'dika. Then three is not going to be enough. Every single one you have to check. Because you're not machzik anybody if you bought from two or three different people. So each one needs a b'dika. But it says, no, lo lami chad gavriz oven. You bought it from one guy. And we have to know that he knew how to write a shalyad and a shalosh. We don't need three shaloshes and three shalyads, but if three from between them are good, that's good enough. I ain't even Tony Rabbi Bar Shmuel, but tefillin bodik sholosh shalyad the shalosh. My love, oh sholosh shalyad, oh sholosh shalosh. Right, the chora. We say that the three shalyads or three shalosh is good enough. You don't have to have a mixture so you know that he knows how to write shalyad and shalosh. Moses says, lo, shalosh mehen shalyad, shalosh, mehen shalyad, mehen shalosh. Doesn't mean shalosh shalosh or shalosh shalyad. It means three, and some of them should be the shalyad and some the shalosh. I bought Tani Rav Kahana, but still in Bodik Shtayim shalyad, the shalosh. Two, either shalyad or shalosh, or two shalyad, one shalosh, but not three. So this is bechlal, different than the first brisa, right? Amani Rebbe, no, that goes according to Rebbe. The Omer betrays him, they have a chazaka. Rebbe holds that a chazaka you don't need three times, two times is enough. So therefore it says two shalyad or shalosh. That's one of one. Where it says, he Rebbe, ema sefer. The Sefer says that if you have groups of tefillin tied together, you should check some from the first group, some from the second, some from the third. Right? The Rebbe Shlishi Miesli, going to Rebbe, why didn't you third? Moshe says, Rumo the Rebbe Bitzvasin, the Mitre Talta Gavri Zavin. Rebbe holds that when you're dealing with tefillin that are tied together into groups, it probably came from different people. Each group is a different person. When it says, Yahi, a filu ravinami, that's the case, then three is not enough either. You have to check every single one, because they're from different people. Vafilu chamishinami, Moses and Echinami. Vahadik toni shlishi, lafuki michazake, ulolam afilu raviva chamishinami. Since Rebbe holds it two as a chazaka, if he mentions three, it means that chazaka doesn't help. Namela, anything after three also you have to check. He just said, you have to do the third one, and we know from that, if according to Rebbe, you have to do the third one, then you have to do all the other ones too. Because three is no better than two. Okay, see Rashi. Halokeach tefillin. Har beyachad. The lachsul amochlan. You buy from a wholesaler. You buy from a sofer tefillin. A lot of them that you're going to now sell. Lochon imishenu mumcha. And you bought them from somebody who's not a mumcha. And maybe he wrote the tefillin to know what he's doing. Maybe he bought them from somebody else who doesn't know what he's doing. So both time shagat vachasharosh, the kivin to hooksak bisholosh have a mumcha. Once you've made a chazak on this guy that he knows how to write tefillin, you can buy the rest without checking them. Manushah, my gaita, ikim loch the gaba the mizabin tefillin tuva michad gaba zabin lohu v'hai mocher nami michad gaba kananu. If you say that the person who's this wholesaler bought them all from one sofer, right? So why should you have to check liftov sholosh b'shayad or sholosh b'sharosh? Check three shalyads and three shaloshes. But if you check two shalyads and a shalosh or vice versa, the tishke rebahachi v'skazik b'kulo. That can make a chazaka. Kol chad v'chad nami. And if you're afraid that this wholesaler bought from a lot of sofrim, then you should have to make a chazaka in every single one. Because you don't know when you have three from one person. Kol tefillin or tefillin, d'shem ha'mishim mochal o'aseilu l'mochal o'aseilu. Rebbe, Masechus Yibamos, who the Amr betrays him, they have a chazaka, nishes the rishon umeis, the sheni umeis, the shlishi tlotinase. Where does Rebbe say? It's done by a katlonis. Woman who got married, her husband died. She got married again, her husband died. She's not allowed to get married to the third person. We hold that she can marry to the third person, but if this guy dies, she can't marry the fourth person. The chem mitzvah sasheni, im yulo tzvosim harbe. They have a lot of groups of tefillin. The chol tzevis tefillin harbe, and on each one there's a lot of tefillin. Kosoka dahite to hachikomer. But at the tzevis harishon, shnei tefillin, huchze kolosu tzevis. If you check two tefillin in each service is good enough. The chem b'sheni, huchze gamhu. The chem b'shlishi. The kim in the huchzik b'shlosha tzvosim, ksherim. Huchze kukola tzvosim, vein tzarech olif no klom. That's what we think it means. You have to do two from the first, two from the second, two from the third. Once we see that all the tzvosim are good, we can assume that all the groups, other others are good. So what's, why? Why do you have to keep checking? Modu Rebbe b'tzvosim, dein echad muchzuk b'shel chaveru. Shederech likach tzevas echad mi'zeh, u'tzevas echad mi'shachet. Tzvosim, right, we say that for sure they're made by different people. Russian service kamo shol tashul olam in atzvosim. It's something gathered together in a group. Like gray grain put together in a pile or a package. Okay, let's go. Me'lafuke mechazake, v'ashmo'in and de'afagav de'bi'al metrei ha'lichazaka, even though normally two is a chazaka, b'tzvosim leshle l'rebi chazaka. But by tzvosim there's no chazaka, because it could be they're all from different people. So there's no chazaka over here. Each one's a separate thing. Meditani shlishi, and since it's going according to Rebbe, and it says the third one, it doesn't mean dafka the third one, because the third one is insignificant according to Rebbe. Once two doesn't help, you have to check every single one after that. The gali devuadim akulam, same thing goes for all the other ones. Matzon tzvosim o krichos, my tzvosim o my krichos. What's the difference between if you found a pile of tefillin, or a group of tefillin, is a better word for it, package of tefillin, what?
Cluster
of tefillin. Okay. What's the difference between tzvosim and krichos? They're two kinds of packages. What?
Bundles
sounds good. Bundles of tefillin. Om Rav Yudim Arav, hein tzvosim hein krichos. The same thing. They're both ideas of bundles. Tzvosim zuze. Tzvosim are a bundle where each Shalyad and Shalosh are tied together, and the shalyaz and shaloshes are put together. So you have a bundle of pears. And krichos to krich and tuva. And krichos is where all the shalyaz and shalosh are in a bundle mixed together. That's the difference. But basically the same thing. Rashi. The krich and tuva. Ki adodi vein beis beis kshurim. You don't have pears together. You have shalyaz and shaloshes all mixed together in one big bundle. And the tzvasim is where you have bundles of shalyaz and shaloshes together. Okay. Machshich alein leviyim. So then, if you have all these bundles or whatever, the Gemara says, you wait for them and you wait till it gets dark and then you bring them all in at once. So Gemara says, Vamai, Vailin, Zug Zug. Why don't you just keep wearing them one after another? One pair, or according to the meal, two pairs, and till you finish. Rav Yitzchak, Breger of Yehuda, Lididim, Afarshli, Minah, Da'aba, Koshil, Machnis, and Zug Zug, the Kalos, Kobushke, Sachamba, Machnis, and Zug Zug. No, it's talking where there's so many that you won't finish before Shkia. So then you're not going to be able to bring them all in anyway. There's so many of them. So then wait till after Shkia and bring them all in at once. Right? Since anyway you're not going to be able to bring them all in, wait and bring them all in at once after Shabbos. But if you'll be able to wear them over Shabbos, keep coming back and finish them before Shabbos is over, then better to take them out of Bizayin as fast as possible, then what's it called, since you're going to be able to finish them all. But according to the other one, since even though some of them you'll take out of Bizayin, but you won't be able to do all of them, so you might as well wait till you can do all of them. Rashi. The Ilav Shainam Kolos Kovim Shkia Sachamba, the whole of Utsarik would throw out Balaza, Mishatechsha, anyway he's going to have to come back after Shkia, Mach Shirach Shavaleh and Vitlin Yachad. Then wait till Shkia and take them all at once. But if there's sakana, then you just cover them over and you leave. With a sakana, you take them all at once and you carry them less than arba amos. It depends what kind of sakana is. Rashi. Molichan kulam pachos pachos v'aramas kodim shagil arba'amas yamad lafush v'chos v'holich pachos pachos v'aramas. You stand to rest after each three amas, so you never made a hanocha with more than three amas. V'chein tamid v'hashtekol zimna avi akir v'anocha v'ein kan havor arba'amas yachet. You never made four amas with one akir and one anocha. Where if you leave them there, Goyim will come and they'll take them and mimavaza them, they'll desecrate them, then you pick them up and you carry them less of Alamas. But if we're not afraid of Goyim, we're afraid of Jews who are Ganavim, but they're not going to desecrate the tefillin, they're just going to steal it. Right? They're from people, they're not going to desecrate things, they're just going to steal it. The Kati Le Mishum Mamono. Right? These are Jews who will kill people to steal their money, but they won't desecrate tefillin. Right? Then you don't have to. What's it called? Take them away. Just cover them over. You're not afraid that they're going to be desecrated.